Henry and Anna were both born in what is now Germany and came to the United States separately during waves of migration sparked by ongoing political unrest in Europe. California was a popular destination, particularly after the gold rush of the 1850s. And by the early 20th century, more than 1 in 5 San Franciscans were German-born or of German descent. They built churches, formed working men's clubs known as Vereins, and set up thriving businesses in the neighborhoods north of Market Street. But the outbreak of the First World War had a drastic impact on their status in society. Although German Americans in San Francisco were not afflicted by the hysteria that swept other parts of the country, they found their hospitals and meeting halls renamed, and their community traditions quietly disappearing. Berlin Street became Brussels Street. Hamburg Street changed to Ridgewood Avenue. Dachshunds became Liberty Hounds. Sauerkraut became Liberty Cabbage. And German measles became Liberty Measles. The Frankfurter became the hot dog. By 1922, a third of the Vereins had closed. Some Germans continued to keep and maintain the old traditions after the war, but many of them, along with their children, used this period as an opportunity to fully assimilate into the American mainstream, writes Stephanie E. Williams in The Argonaut. The war forced Germans to choose between their ancestral homeland and their adopted country. Most chose America. Henry first arrived in the United States in 1905, too late for him to shed his strong accent.